Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They say he pulled a gun on them and they were forced to react. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and Dallas police have released body camera video that shows the man killed in a shootout was reportedly ordered to drop his gun, as we hear from KRLD's LP Phillips.
The video is clear. Officer Brandy Walling gave commands for Hibbard to drop his handgun, but he did not. Instead, he pointed and fired at officers. They returned fire. Hibbard was fatally wounded. Texas is an open carry state, so it was not illegal for Hibbard to have a weapon. But Chief Eddie Garcia says 911 callers felt threatened enough to call for help.
When you think about what reasonable individuals do and what raises concern is to have an individual walking around a neighborhood approaching vehicles, as we will release later, the 911 calls with a firearm in his hand.
None of the officers were wounded. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A terrible scene in the central Texas town of McGregor today.
Five people are dead. DPS Sergeant Ryan Howard will only say there was an officer-involved shooting as well as another incident. He's not giving details. Now, KWTX reporting a man shot his wife and her two children dead. They say two more bodies of women found nearby, one in a house, one by the street. No names released.
It's over, but of course we want the successful healing of the community. This is tragic news to actually have to give out. It's just one of those things that we wish would never happen.
The shooter reportedly shot by McGregor police and taken to the hospital. In the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A disturbing investigation at a Grapevine Elementary School. Police say they're looking into a report that one student at the Silver Lake Elementary School sexually assaulted another student. The police department has not said when this happened or how they learned about it. Police say they have told the school district to limit any information that is released to the public. Reunion Tower has donated dozens of stuffed animals to firefighters in Dallas. Reunion Tower's Gina Gwynn says they've been offering free trips to the geodeck the past 3 weeks and got 90 donations.
One of our team members found this great organization and found that we can help, and we just saw a need and we stood up. People brought them to our ticket counter and guests were able to bring them and receive children's admission pricing for the month of September.
Firefighters give the stuffed animals to kids when they see that they respond to emergencies to bring them some peace of mind. The donation drive is wrapped up for now, but Gwen says they hope to keep the relationship with Dallas Fire Rescue going and try something similar in the future. People can still donate stuffed animals at any Dallas Fire Station anytime. Fort Worth Mayor Maddie Parker reiterated her commitment to public safety in her first State of the City address. In front of a sellout audience at Dickey's Arena, Mayor Parker touted an increase in police funding in the city's just passed budget.
We have 53 additional sworn officers that are all dedicated to neighborhood patrol, traditional patrol, and our crisis intervention team.
That budget also includes fundraising for 16 new firefighters. As the State Fair of Texas opens tomorrow, more than 2 million people are expected at the fair this year, and inspectors are checking out rides to make sure they're safe.
The State Fair of Texas has 77 rides and attractions on the Midway.
What a lot of people don't realize is that our Midway is an independent Midway, which means we can go out and pick each individual ride that comes to the fair.
Vice President of Operations Rusty Fitzgerald says inspectors even went to the Minnesota and Iowa State Fairs to check out rides before they came here.
Every year the state of Texas requires each ride to be inspected once a year. That's not good enough for us.
He says the operators themselves have a safety checklist they have to complete every day before they're allowed to open. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cowboys are back at practice today after a short week following their Monday night football game. Coach Mike McCarthy says playing the three divisional opponents in 4 weeks can be a challenge.
I think when you play anybody in September, there's the unscouted look challenge, but also playing these division games earlier are a bit of a challenge because, everybody's upgraded and try to improve their 90-man roster, and I think our division foes have done a nice job of that.
While Cooper Rush has been excellent filling in for Dak Prescott, number four isn't that far away from coming back. McCarthy says it all depends on his grip.
Now that he has the stitches out, I mean, you know, the next step is to get the swelling totally out of the, you know, the joint and the, you know, the thumb area, and then, you know, to start to build the strength, you know, so he can grip the football.
This Sunday, the Cowboys play a rare noon game when they take on the Washington Commanders at AT&T Stadium. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.